Talk about water, shall we? Not doing all that well at saving water in most of California. This with about 30 agencies doing some kind of water conservation stuff now, some more severe than others. Where are we? Where do we go? To my knowledge, the guy who knows most about the state's water situation is John Coleman. He's a board member, East Bay MUD. He's president, Association of California Water Agencies, ACWA, and chief executive officer for Bay Planning Coalition. John, thank you for joining us at Talk 910. Thank you.
Thank you, Ed. Glad to be here.
Okay. Just reading a story, actually, this morning, saying that we are not conserving very much, about 5%. Does that strike with what you're seeing?
It does, but it's sort of odd that they are looking at a three-year period when people have already been in a conserving mode. And also, most of the water usage that really has the greatest ability to discretionary use, we're now going into that period. During the winter, normally our water usage is about as low as you can normally get. And as we go into from spring to summer into fall with the heat, that's when water usage throughout the state goes up. So I think you're going to see the savings as we move into a hotter period. That's where people have the discretionary ability to cut back on how much they irrigate in their landscaping and lawns and things of that nature. Whereas in winter, you really don't have as much discretionary water to cut back on.
Right. And the different districts, of course, have different sources and are doing different things. So, and the Bay Area, for example, LA, it's a little easier to track, I think, correct? In the Bay Area, you could be talking about one thing with people in their other areas, for example. Is that correct, though?
It is. You know, you can talk San Francisco, they average about 50 gallons of water per person per day. And you can go out into in the East Bay MUD service area, and we can be looking at several hundred gallons of water per day, mm-hmm. because you're talking about different lot sizes, you're talking about different climates, you may be talking about more people in a household. So the Bay Area with its numerous agencies is not as monolithic as it might as a large service area like Los Angeles is.
Right. So you talk about an area now, Pleasanton is just having a terrible time because they say, the warnings are pretty dire there. They say we could just about, be out. We're going to put on some pretty strict penalties. How far can they go with that?
Well, they have, under the law, they have the ability, they can make, if it's necessary, they can declare, or the state can declare a water emergency, or water can only be used for necessary indoor purposes. Some of the agencies in the Bay Area and other parts of the state are constrained. They have not diversified their portfolio of water options, whereas at East Bay MUD, we've spent over $1 billion the last decade on source supply and infrastructure. It was easier for us to do it than some of the smaller agencies because we have a larger ratepayer base, so we can raise the capital that's been necessary to go out and do the projects, whereas a smaller agency, it's more difficult to do that. We're working on a water bond now. We believe the governor will be getting engaged with it. There's several bills in the Capitol that are circulating. The water bond, if it's on the November ballot, which we're pushing and working very hard on, would actually be very beneficial to the smaller agencies that have not had the rate base to be able to form the capitalization to go out and diversify their portfolios.
And I think that, John, as you and I have talked before, the on that bond issue, I think that we know how serious it is. I hear the reticence, and quite frankly, I'll speak personally. And I'd like to know because I'm an East Bay MUD customer, and the rates do go up. And I know that East Bay MUD has been working on infrastructure, but you read the news stories that only two major projects have been completed since the 70s when we had a severe drought here, and we keep being charged more money. And I think people you're gonna need to convince people that the money is being spent to build infrastructure, to build reservoirs, so in the rainy years we can save the water, and then use it later. Is that a battle that you're going to have to fight?
Oh, absolutely, and it's a real battle. The State Legislative Analyst Office has estimated that we have spent on infrastructure since 2000 to 2010 about $102 billion. But 70%, over 70% of that has been for transportation and education. The two water bonds that were previously on the ballot, no money was in the ballot on the bond measure for storage,
mm-hmm.
at all. And quite frankly, the bond that we're promoting would have $3 billion for storage above ground or below ground. It would be evaluated by the State Water Commission based on the best use of the dollar, and it would be, we want a continuous appropriation, which means that the money would not be dictated by the state legislature, and if they go into a bad year, they decide they're going to take the money and use it for another purpose, like they did with transportation dollars. Mm-hmm. We don't want that to happen. We want a continuous appropriation and the State Water Commission to make a decision based on what the best use for that money is. So we're targeting $3 billion specifically for storage, and another upwards of $500 million for recycled water and conservation, and another $1 billion to be split between urban and rural for integrated water projects that would actually let agencies work together and help tie in their systems and diversify their water sources.
Good. I hope that message gets out, because and I'm happy to promote it, because I know, you know, I've been very peed off regarding, you know, in wet years when water's being dumped. I mean, I remember one year when I was over at the other radio station, and they were really worried about flooding in the Del Valle area, and they were having to release water from that area. We can't do that. We can't afford to do that anymore. Agreed?
Oh, absolutely, Ed. I mean, it's absurd. We're operating in California under a system. The state is actually more advanced on this than the federal government. We were having to release water statewide at a certain point in November. You have to release water from your reservoirs. And it looks like you're going to go into drought year. The weather predictions have gotten a lot better than they were 100 years ago. And you're releasing water even though you know the likelihood you're going into a drought.
It's terrible.
Like, wait a second. Yeah. Hold on to the water and then release it if you need to, but don't release it prematurely.
Yeah. So where are we? Yeah. And we'll, I'm sure a lot more information will come out on the bond. Where are we now? And if we can take the large water districts, how close are we to mandatory, with going to putting devices on water meters to cut flow, to coming with rationing where you can only use a certain number of gallons? And how is that being figured at this point?
Well, in East Bay Mud, we're not at that stage. We're 10% voluntary, and we're going to meet that goal. One thing people need to keep in mind, you know, for example, I'll use East Bay Mud as an example here. Our drought of all droughts was 1966-77.
Mm-hmm.
If you're here, it was not fun. Our population has gone up by more than one-third, yet our water usage has gone down by more than one-third during that same period of time.
Mm-hmm.
So people are conserving more, and what people need to understand is it's becoming more and more difficult to conserve when you've already are doing it. You've done the irrigation changes, you've changed the landscape, and you've done the ultra-low flow toilets. Just habits have changed, and so the discretionary water is becoming more and more difficult to attain. At East Bay Mud, we're not going to go into mandatory rationing this year. Now, if we're into a severe drought continued into next year, that may be another story.
Yeah.
Other water agencies are in a severe situation, and we looked, for example, at how we were able to maybe move water from East Bay Mud service area into Pleasanton, but we didn't have the infrastructure in place to be able to move the water. We're building that now, or we will be building that. So in the event next year they need more water, we'll be able to hopefully get it to them.
And the other, the Hetch Hetchy projects, which serves all the way through, not a lot of Marin, but some of Marin, San Francisco and down the peninsula, and actually even some of the South Bay. How's it doing?
San Francisco PUC, the Hetch Hetchy system is in pretty good shape, in reasonably good shape. I'll say how's that, reasonably good shape,
mm-hmm.
as is East Bay Mud. The usage has been reduced, and people have made changes. But if we go into another dry year like we have this year, next year, it'll be unprecedented. We've never faced anything like this in our history, and you're going to see huge impacts on rationing. And what people don't understand, and what we're really hoping with the water bond, is that water is equivalent to our economic growth and activity. And a lot of people in the Bay Area, they'll dismiss the drought and say, oh, it's not a big deal. Well, it is a big deal. For example, the Port of Oakland, 76,000 jobs are dependent on what happens there. 47% of what they export is what's grown in the valley.
Mm-hmm.
Well, there's thousands of acres that are not being planted this year. They're going fallow. There are going to be jobs, hours reduced or jobs lost in Oakland as a result of what's happening 80 miles away.
Yeah, okay.
And people need to start realizing that the two are linked, and they don't look at it that way now.
Okay, and of course, the just in the final note, we're out of time, is that we, you know, the smaller agencies, and you alluded to it, in Pleasanton, some in the South Bay, Healdsburg, and the North Bay, they are really this year, it's not next year for them, it is this year's survival for them. There's just not water to go around there.
That's correct. And if they're somewhere on groundwater and the groundwater basins are becoming more depleted, I mean, we need to be helping those who are trying to help themselves, those agencies that are trying to do something as a community, as a water community. We need to help them however we can, but we also need to plan for the future.
All right.
And the situation that we're facing today, we'll face repeatedly in the future unless we do something and work towards resolving those problems.
All right. John, thank you very much. I appreciate it.
All right.
Okay.
Thank you, Ed.
You take care.
Bye.
John Coleman, board member, East Bay MUD and president, Association of California Water Agencies. 1248 at Talk 910.